What is religion really? Well, this is going to surprise you, but the Bible barely even uses that word. Only three times in the whole Bible is that word even used, once in a positive sense in the book of James to care for widows and orphans, and then twice in a negative sense, like a man-made negative sense, worshiping angels in the book of Colossians, or false worship in the book of Acts when they were worshiping unknown gods. So the negative definition of this would be humans attempting to reach God. That's a negative definition of religion. People are religious everywhere. India, Pakistan, jungles and remote islands, Native Americans, every culture, every generation is religious. So who is right? Well, here's true religion. True religion is coming to God on His terms. That God is coming to us, leaving heaven and rescuing us. Matthew 7:21 puts it this way. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father will enter. Now listen to this. This gets serious. 22. On judgment day, they're going to say to me, Lord, buddy, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We did miracles in your name. And I will say back to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. So true religion is knowing Jesus and nothing else. That's true religion. He wasn't impressed by our many works. He wasn't impressed that we did a bunch of things. He only cared if you knew him. So the answer is true religion is knowing Christ personally. Let's worship him.